Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. You are here to have an amazing day. By the end of this show, you're going to have more money. How's that for a show promise? The exciting part about it is I'm actually going to bring to you a guest that is going to show you 12 ways that you can make more money. Now, spoiler alert, she has a book that she wrote that tells all about that. And you're going to be able to get that book for free and put maybe even as much as $6,000 into your pocket just from getting a book for free. How's that sound for a book that you want to grab? And then we're going to have another author come on, and she's going to share with us a very deep, heartfelt story that she went through and help us understand how we can come out of darkness and live in the light and live happy, fulfilled, joyous lives. And I know that every single one of you listening also wants to be happy, fulfilled, and joyous. So anybody that wants more money, anybody that wants more happiness, anybody that wants to be more fulfilled in their life, raise your hand. Well, you can't raise your hand on audio, so run out and make a hashtag right now, hashtag Thriving Entrepreneur, and hashtag I want a better life. We're going to be checking those out. I really do want you to live your best life ever. And I love bringing authors like this to you to really help you get some insight into how you can live a better life, more fulfilled, more money in your pocket, really exciting stuff that you can live to help you live your best life ever. So let's jump right into it. Let's go find so much money that you get to take two vacations this year because of the money that you found.
Well, I'm so excited today to be here with Jennifer Matthews. She's going to share with us ways to put money in your pocket, things that you could do right now today to put money in your pocket. And here's the fun thing about it. It doesn't involve you going out and getting another job. And there's no, Amway products you've got to sell or anything like that. It's simply practical solutions that will help you make more money and have more money. I'm really excited to have Jennifer here with us today. Hi, Jennifer. How are you today?
I am awesome, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great. So tell us a little bit about you. Who are you and what got you interested in helping people put money back in their pockets?
Wow, that's such a loaded question. My name is Jennifer Matthews. I've been doing this for over 10 years. And when I say doing this, basically helping people stop living paycheck to paycheck, helping people to increase their savings, get out of debt, and a byproduct of that is usually their credit scores will increase as well. So I've been doing this for a good 10 years or so, and it just brings me so much joy, especially when my clients come back and they have these aha moments. Or I had one lady tell me that she and her husband had taken two vacations, and they had never had a vacation ever prior to her coming to one of my workshops. So those are the things that just get me so very excited.
12 ways that you can put money in your pocket every month without a part-time job. That's a pretty big promise. How is it that you know that that's going to work with us without us having to have to go out and get another job?
Well, first, let me say I'm not opposed to part-time jobs, okay? not opposed to them, and I believe that part-time jobs have their place, but I'm also very family-focused and very focused on work-life balance. And here's what I found, that a lot of people mismanage or do not optimally manage their primary income source. So when they add in a part-time job, if their primary income source is not being optimally managed, then they're putting good part-time money in the pot of bad full-time money. So the example I like to use is if you're cooking on the stove a nice big pot of spaghetti sauce, a nice big pot of red sauce, and you put those green herbs on top, some oregano and some basil, and you stir it up, it disappears. But if that red sauce was your primary income and you're not optimally managing it, and that basil and oregano or thyme that you add on top is your part-time income, you sprinkle it in and you stir it up, it disappears. And you wonder where it went. So that's how I can make the bold promise. The 12 ways to put money in your pocket are 12 money opportunities. 12 things that most people spend money on every month. Just taking a look at them and seeing if there's just little slight tweaks that you can make to put money in your pocket. And you know what, Steve? Most people end up with anywhere from $300 to $500 of their own money back in their pocket every month just from making these minor adjustments. They don't have to get a part-time job, and it's just awesome. It's absolutely awesome.
$500 a month, that's $6,000 a year. You can do some pretty cool things with $6,000.
Absolutely, absolutely. The way the book is set up is that most people, they get an average of about $20 per chapter. They get about $20 per chapter, and that gives them about $240 per year. That's the goal. But most people end up with somewhere between $300 and $500 every month of their own money back in their pocket by just making some very minor adjustments to things that we're all paying for anyway.
Cut that number down further. Even if it was $100 a month, you know, which is like another $1,200, call it, round it down again and call it $1,000 a month. If you, or $1,000 a year, you know, if you had another $1,000 that you could do this year, then things like you said, like people who have never taken vacations before can take a vacation. You can have a nice vacation on $1,000.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have had people do some wonderful things with their families that they had not been able to previously do. And that, again, it just brings me so much joy to see people lower their financial stress and then to be able to do something that was a goal or a dream or a vision to realize that.
The skinny book that makes your wallet fat. So who doesn't want to have more cash in their wallet? I mean, seriously.
Well, that's the fun part about it. I am very cognizant of my audience. Most people are so stressed out about money that they don't want to read anything at all, let alone a book that's 200 or 300 pages. So the skinny book is under 100 pages. And each and every chapter puts money in your pocket, and it makes you want to go read the next chapter because you get so excited, like, oh, my gosh, I got X amount of money in this chapter. What's going to happen when I get to the next chapter? And each chapter is only 3 pages at the most.
If you go out and you get this book, you can actually go through the technique Chris was talking about to be able to find money in your life that you didn't even know was there and put money in your pocket when you thought you were broke. And, you know, you end up reading the book. By the end of the book, you're not only not broke, but you actually have money. I love the thought and the feeling of that.
I love it, too. And people have used this book in so many creative ways. I had a bishop of a local church tell me that he read the book with his wife, and using the principles that they learned in the book, they got out of debt.
So there's 12 different ways, and we're going to make sure that everybody goes and gets the book on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. That's a 1 o'clock Eastern time. You can actually get the book for free off of Amazon. But in the meantime, let's give them just a little tease. What is, out of all 12 of the ways, what's your favorite way to put money in your pocket?
I can't say it's my favorite way, but I will say that it's the way that surprises most of the readers. One of the chapters is on cell phone bills and having folks actually take the time to go through their cell phone bill line by line and see if they have, A, are they paying for things that they didn't know they were paying for? Are they paying for things that they don't need? And do they have the lowest priced plan for their needs? And it doesn't matter if they're in a service contract, if there's a prepayment penalty. I've had people save over $100 a month by making changes to their cell phone bill. So if your termination fee is $100 or $200, but you're going to lower your monthly bill by $100, the service termination fee is no longer an issue.
That makes so much sense. So, Jennifer, people are going to want this book. Absolutely, they are. And Wednesday, 1 o'clock Eastern time, 10 o'clock Pacific, they can get it for free
on Amazon.com or by looking up Jennifer Matthews or 12 Ways to Put Money in Your Pocket. And you can get a hold of Jennifer at
PositiveFinancialImpactNow.com. We will be looking forward to how many people can not only save money on the book by getting it for free, but how many people can put money into their wallet during their time going through this book. So here's what I'm going to encourage everybody to do. I want you to, after you get the book, after you go through it, I want you to hashtag Positive Financial Impact Now and how much money going through the book saved you. And we're going to have a little contest. And whoever saves the most money, we will give them a free 15-minute phone call with Jennifer to see if she can help you have an even greater financial impact on your life. How does that sound, Jennifer?
That sounds awesome.
If you post it by Tuesday the 21st, if you post hashtag Positive Financial Impact Now by Tuesday the 21st with the amount that you saved, then you'll be eligible. And the person who came up with the most money will win. And who knows what else Jennifer might do fun for the rest of you that participated. And at the very least, think of all the money you're going to save. Well, Jennifer, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about your book, 12 Ways to Put Money in Your Pocket Every Month Without a Part-Time Job. I really do hope you will grab a hold of this skinny book that makes your wallet fat. Thanks for being with us today, Jennifer.
Thank you, Steve, so much for having me. I appreciate you and your team and everything that you've done. And I'm really, really excited about everything that's going to happen to all the great people who go and download the book on Wednesday.
You've got to get this book. I really do hope that you'll be available on Wednesday to get your copy of the book for free. But if not, it's available on Amazon at any time. $6,000 you could put in your pocket. I mean, the cost of the book is very, very minimal compared to that. So I really do encourage you to go out and get Jennifer's book today. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maish Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. When my wife Sharon had her ovaries removed to prevent cancer, she was immediately thrown into early menopause. She needed estrogen to relieve her symptoms, but her doctors weren't sure if it was safe or if it would cause breast cancer. I had to know the truth. After years of research, I discovered there was an estrogen window, a window of opportunity to take estrogen that lowers disease risk and increases estrogen's effectiveness on symptoms. I realized there are millions of other women who are also confused and fearful of taking estrogen. That's why I wrote The Estrogen Window, which just hit number one bestseller status on Amazon. Find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Did that last segment help you save money? You got to get that book. I tell you, there is money that is in your life that you don't even know is there. It's like if you reached into your wallet and pulled out a $100 bill. How awesome is that? Have you ever discovered money, you know, like in a drawer or something? And you're like, wow, I've got money. That's so cool. Now we want to move on to our next book. This book is called Out of Darkness into Light. And Carrie Gardner wrote this book to share not only her personal experiences, as well as some tragedy that brought those back to the forefront of her mind. But more importantly, she wanted to share with you the ways that you can come out of darkness into the light in your own life. We all have our downtimes. There are times when life can get tough to deal with, but I promise you that there is a way out, that there is light. There is the opportunity for you to have more, to live better, and to have life be all that you dreamt it was going to be. So let's listen in as Carrie tells us a little bit about how she created her book and how you too can move out of darkness and into the light.
The reason I wrote my book 4 years ago was because my daughter's friend took her life at the age of 13 in seventh grade, and it just destroyed me to read such a thing so close to home, and it reopened old wounds and secrets that I had kept quiet for almost 25 years at that time. It's been 29 years now, and that's why I decided to write my book, in order to help others realize that they are meant to be here, that their pain is temporary, and all they need to do is ask for help in order to see that there is hope past it, and there's a bigger world for them than just where they are at that present moment in time.
No, I don't want to gloss past that too quickly. So let me make sure that I understood what you said and that the listeners really get it.
Okay.
The little girl that took her life was in seventh grade.
Yes, just like I was when I tried.
Yeah. And so that means we're talking, what, 12, 13?
13.
Yeah, 13 yeah. years old. And for some of us, I mean, I think everybody has a down moment in their life where, you know, we contemplate some things, maybe not necessarily suicide, but we contemplate how, you know, how meaningful is our life and things like that. But to be 13 and to be that despondent, it's almost unfathomable. And that's why, you know, I wanted to stop for a second and make sure that everybody that was listening really takes in the enormity of what it's like to be 13 and to be so despondent that living doesn't feel like it's any more of an option. And I don't want to sit in that place too long with people, because that'd be a great way for everybody to tune out. We've got some good news for you. And there is a light out of that darkness, but I wanted everybody to take a second and really, really understand the enormity of what we're talking about here, and why when Carrie, you know, told me about her book, I immediately said, yes, we'll find a way to get you on the show. And this is a subject we need to talk about, because I know, and I know Carrie, I'm sure you agree with this, none of our children should ever be in a place where their life is so miserable, so despondent, that at 13 they would even contemplate suicide, let alone be at the place where they could take that final step.
I agree with you. Absolutely.
So you're going to talk about some of the darkness with us and then help us step into the light. How does the book have a really good ability to help us really move from that darkness into the light in our own lives?
I think so. I take you on my journey from the day that I decided to take my life and the reasons why, and then the aftermath and the rebuilding of that life. And I think any problem in anyone's life, hopefully not ever contemplating suicide, but it starts with that dark place, and then you got to think it through, and it might be several events of, you know, how you want to go about fixing the problem and the, you know, the aftermath of making that decision to fix the problem. And then finally you get to a point where all is good again. So I think anyone can relate any age to the story, because we all are on our own personal journeys and we all go through times of pain and confusion and what's the next step? How do we get through this? But in the end, if you believe in yourself, you should never give up.
And that's important. We need to understand. I think it's all too easy for a person to buy into that they're not worthy, that they are an accident, that they're not enough. And it's important for you to understand there are no accidents.
If you're currently listening and you feel that level of despondency, I want you to not only know that you really, truly are worth it and that the world really does need you, but I also want to encourage you that it's time to speak up. Find somebody that you feel safe talking to and share your story. Tell. Talk. Keep sharing your story with people. It's in the telling that those chains are broken and that you can find real freedom from the things, the darkness that feels so unsurmountable right now. I don't want you to feel at all that I'm making light of it, but I do want you to know that there already is a way out. And I want to encourage you to make that first step out of the darkness and into the light in your own life.
So, Carrie, let's dive into your book. Tell us a little bit about your own personal journey from darkness into light.
Well, it started for me very early on, the darkness, when I was an average, you know, little person of two when I had a full head-on head injury. I basically got hit in the head when I was two by a pony in a freak accident in a corral. And everyone thought I was fine. MRIs were clear and all that stuff. But you fast forward 4 years at the age of six, and I had my first epileptic seizure. And from that seizure at that small age of developing, the doctors prescribed the drug phenobarbital in order to control the seizures, because they knew with my developing brain and body and everything and hormones and all that good stuff, as I grew, so wouldn't my brain and so wouldn't the brain activity and the scar tissue that was causing the seizing to induce a seizure. And so they wanted to stop the seizures, but in the process of stopping the seizures and controlling it, it induced a very, very intense depression as well as other side effects. So from the age of 6 to 13, I pretty much, if I had a personality at that point, which I'm sure I did, I went very numb and I went into this very black-induced depression where everything just seemed hopeless. And I had a hard time functioning from schoolwork to socialization to feeling emotions to understanding what happiness is to, you know, a lot of things. And then being surrounded by a lot of dysfunction, parents divorcing, family issues, and school and pressures and all that stuff, and then hitting puberty, it all just layered up. And to the point that at the age of 13 and hitting puberty, all that depression for 7 years, still being in a slightly dysfunctional family and dealing with parents who have new, new partners, married partners, it just made it very, very hard to coexist with all these things. And I just didn't see any hope. I didn't see how my life was going to change. You know, the environment in my house hadn't changed since as long as I could remember. school was still as tough with schoolwork, not understanding it, as well as, you know, peer pressure from other kids, bullying, the way that kids can be nasty to you. And then you had some friends, but, you know, I always just felt alone, and I did feel like a burden as well growing up. And so I, one day I had enough, and I decided that was it. I couldn't see past my pain and where I was in my life at that time. So I decided to take my life. Because to me, that was the answer. I didn't know of any other answer at that time.
I encourage you strongly. Don't wait. Don't hide. Come out into the light. Share your story. Let a close personal friend know what you're going through, and allow the people in your life that love you and want you to live your best life to be able to help you. Don't go it alone. The trying to go it alone is the biggest thing that keeps us in that shadow of darkness. And I encourage you today, find somebody that you trust, that you can share your story with, and you can begin to move from darkness to light.
So obviously, you know, something happened for you to not take your life. Can you tell us a little bit about what saved you in that incident?
Yeah, I was definitely moments away from getting into a coma state, because I had taken my seizure medication. To me, that was the cause of most of my problems on top of everything else. And I figured, you know, I had contemplating how I wanted to take my life, but I also didn't want to hurt myself in the process. But to me, taking pills and laying down to fall asleep was the better bet. And so I took all 64 pills, and I laid down, and I felt the effects of everything. What ended up happening was my parents went out to bingo like they did every Friday night, so I planned it so I wouldn't have any interruptions. And my brother was a year younger than me at the time, and I knew he'd be preoccupied with TV, so he wouldn't even take note of me. And the only reason I'm still here is because my best friend at the time, TT, who lived like a 10-minute walk from my house, had almost been abducted that night in our neighborhood. We had a huge problem with this white van traveling around. It was in the 80s, 1987. And, you know, there was these two guys that kept trying to abduct kids in our town. And for some reason, our local police department, which I'm from a very small town, didn't seem to have the manpower to handle it or capture these guys at the time. And when she was coming home from the convenience store, she'd almost been snatched into the van, and she called to tell me about it. You know, she was hysterical. And because I didn't respond like I would normally would have, because at that point I had probably been a half an hour or more after I had taken my pills, and I was feeling the full effects of the drugs at that point. Everything started to shut down. And she was persistent to find out what was wrong with me, to the point that I was getting so annoyed with her with interrupting my plans that I yelled at her, you know, no, you may not come here. And, you know, if you must know, I've taken my seizure pills and I'm trying to die, so let me die in peace. And I hung up on her and I went back to bed. And, I mean, I don't know why I didn't think she would not act on that. I didn't think at all. I just let the secret out of the bag. But at that point in time, I was just frustrated that I had planned this to the T, and how dare she interrupt. And so I went back to my room and I locked my door and I went to go finish the job. And within, like, minutes, I don't even know how long, I could hear, as I was getting ready to pass out in my bed, my brother screaming. And what was happening was her and her mother and her sister were kicking down my front door in order to get in and get me.
I love this story because it points out one majorly important and impactful fact, and that's that there are people in your life that care. There are people who are willing to literally kick down the door in your life to come and help you when you're at your lowest, your deepest, your darkest moment. And so I encourage you, don't allow yourself to buy into the message that there's nobody that cares, there's nobody there for you, that you just have to go it alone. let the people in your life that love and care for you reach out to you and let them help kick down the doors in your life so that you can live the life that you deserve to live in the light, the wonderful, amazing, special place that you were created to live in. We're going to talk just a little bit more about the happy outcome of this story and how you can get Carrie's book and really take the steps with her to move in your own life out of the darkness and into the light. We'll be right back after this commercial break here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maish Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. When my wife Sharon had her ovaries removed to prevent cancer, she was immediately thrown into early menopause. She needed estrogen to relieve her symptoms, but her doctors weren't sure if it was safe or if it would cause breast cancer. I had to know the truth. After years of research, I discovered there was an estrogen window. A window of opportunity to take estrogen that lowers disease risk and increases estrogen's effectiveness on symptoms. I realize there are millions of other women who are also confused and fearful of taking estrogen. That's why I wrote The Estrogen Window, which just hit number one bestseller status on Amazon. Find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur. I'm here with Carrie Gardner. We're talking about her book, Out of the Darkness and Into the Light. Just before the break, Carrie shared with us the dramatic way that her friends saved her from her trying to kill herself experience. And we want to jump right back in there and hear the wonderful, exciting outcome of what happened after that.
So they were able to save you, and I'm very glad that they were. And I'm really glad that your friend went to her mom and told her. I encourage people a lot of the times that it's important to share things, you know, especially those things that we feel like maybe we should keep hidden for other people, because you just never know whose life, you know, that secret can impact if you hold on to it. So let's move forward from the darkness. From that horrible moment, what was your journey into the light? Talk to us about that.
Well, it took a while. It took a couple of years. I did have to, after I, you know, gone through the motions of getting my stomach pumped and dealing with psychological evaluations, and then finally being admitted into a mental health facility for 30 days. I wasn't allowed home until they were sure that I wouldn't try to hurt myself again, and that was an experience in itself. That that was a moment in my life where I was becoming drug-free for the first time in 7 years, and so I started to have more perception of my life. It wasn't so dark. I actually, you know, could think and process and feel, and I didn't feel so numb and cut off from the world and in so much pain anymore. And I actually, unfortunately, had the unfortunate pleasure of, wasn't a pleasure at all, but the unfortunateness of seeing other kids my age and older finish the job they started when I was sharing this facility with them. And so that woke me up to the severity of what was going around me, and it made me grow up really fast. And then when I got out, my family and I had to figure out a way how to rebuild our lives. And one of those ways was taking me and my brother for a restart vacation, so to speak. Kind of, we wanted to have a restart of our lives as a family and regroup and try to put the past behind us. And so they took my brother and I to Florida in August 1987, and we all went to go there to go see Walt Disney World. And this was the first time ever for my brother and I to ever experience this. So we were very, very excited, and it made me feel like we were having a fresh start. And in the process of going there for a one-week holiday, I actually met and fell in love with my husband at the age of 13, and he was 15, and we met in the jacuzzi in the same hotel that we were staying at. So that was kind of the light part of my journey, because I finally was like a genuine teenager in the sense that I could have a crush and want to have a crush and think of a boy in that way and feel free to do so. And also, he didn't know my deepest, darkest secret. Nobody did there. So I felt like it was like a restart. And in the process, you know, we got to know each other and we exchanged letters, and it was great because it was a hard journey from the age of 13 to almost 18, 19 to rebuild my life in such a small town with everyone knowing what I did. It took years for everyone to forget. And I kind of went back into a different depression after we got home and everything, because even though the restart vacation happened, the dynamics at home didn't change. So I was changing, but nothing else was really changing around me. And so it had to take me growing up, having an outlet of writing him, as well as another girl that I had met on vacation for 7 years, and being the person I always thought I could be and wanted to be without them knowing my secret. And then when I graduated high school, I knew I wanted more, and I knew I could have more as long as I applied myself and I went for what would make me happy. And it took me a really long time to understand that you truly are in control of your life as long as you change your mindset and start believing in yourself and pursue it. And that's kind of where the light started.
So what do you do now to help other people, you know, that age old? If I had only known then, if somebody would have come into my life before all of that happened and said that to me, what message would you give to them now?
That's a good question. I rack my brain about this a lot. I have a lot of people read my book and send me letters and thank them for writing it. And they said that they see that they feel like me, and they sympathize and empathize, and they really believe they can start a new life because I, the never giving up and finding hope, as well as they realize they need to ask for help. And so if I had realized back then that I wasn't a burden, that I actually was cared for and meant to be here, and I had this huge life ahead of me, and all I needed to do was just ask for help with how I was feeling, just to really talk to somebody and express how I was feeling and the thoughts of the things I wanted to do to myself, I think that's the first goal. That's definitely the first goal, asking for help and not being ashamed to do so, because we think our thoughts are so bad that we'll be judged on them. But regardless if you are or not, which I hope you are not, you need your help. And you'll eventually find the right people that will do that for you, because there's more people that care about you than you know. So if I could go back to my 13-year-old self to not go through all of that, because I had to learn the hard way, it wouldn't have been sown at home, because I didn't feel comfortable in living where I did and feeling like a burden to my family. But if I had entrusted a teacher or a counselor, someone outside the home, I think it would have changed a lot of things in my life, especially not going through what I did.
Yeah. You know, I think to anybody that's listening, regardless of how far down that path you are, share. And when you've told that story to the point where you're sick of sharing it, then start sharing. There are going to be people that you're going to run into that are not going to be helpful. You know, some people are going to, you know, even be hurtful as you share your story. And that's tough, especially when you're younger, but you really do need to take in and embrace the fact that there are people out there who do care, and that, you know, the vulnerability of that sharing, is worth it. Because those people, like your best friend, like your husband, they will become the lights when we can't seem to find any light for ourselves. And there will be those that we will come across that will be there for us. And I know sometimes it can feel very overwhelming, like, you know, nobody understands. It's funny. I was having a conversation, Carrie, the other day with a person who had been through some things. And we both came to an agreement. It doesn't matter what your thing is that you're going through. You know, cancer survivors, suicide survivors, you know, even people who are just diagnosed with whatever thing. We all feel like our thing, we're the only one who's ever been through this. You know, maybe exactly. People have had something similar, but nobody gets it. Nobody understands what I'm – every single person, regardless of what they have, when they're at the down point, they feel like they're completely alone. And they feel like not sharing. They feel like, I've got to keep this to myself because people won't like me if I share it. And yet that is that moment of breakthrough. When you reach out and you share that and you just allow the other person's acceptance or lack of acceptance to be on them and just keep sharing your story, that becomes both your breakthrough as well as the breakthrough for the people that are around you to help them. You know, you can reach out and tell them, hey, this is how I've been feeling. And you'll be amazed how many times people will say, I've been feeling that same thing. I thought I was the only one.
Right. No, you're very true about that. I completely agree. I've had many of those conversations myself.
You are not alone. And it's that whole thing I've been talking about this whole time about sharing your story, because when you do, other people will stand up and say, yeah, I've been there with you. And that is when we then begin to really truly come out of that darkness that seems unbreakable by ourselves, is because we can't do it by ourselves. But when we begin to see that there are others just like us that are on the journey. Some of them are a few steps ahead of you. Some are a few steps behind, but we're all going through it together. And in that togetherness, we can help each other. In the times when we're down, others can help us be up. And in the times when they're down, we can lift them up just as they've done for us in times before. So I really hope you will really reach out and embrace the community of people around you that not only know you, but really truly do love you and are going to be there for you in those darkest and toughest of times. And you'll be surprised when you start sharing just how many of them are going to start sharing back with you stories of things that they've had in their own life that they too thought they were the only one. We're going to take one more commercial break here, and then we'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur. You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
The book is called Out of the Darkness and Into the Light. It's by Carrie Gardner, and Carrie is spelled with an I, so K-E-R-R-I. It's two R's, right, Carrie? Or is it one?
Yeah, K-E-R-R-I. Nope, yeah. Two R's. Yeah.
K-E-R-R-I-G-A-R-D-N-E-R, and you can get that book on Amazon. Carrie, leave us with one last positive thing that people can really focus themselves on today.
I like to ask all kids, you know, what makes you happy? Because they know something of what makes them happy. You know, someone might have a hobby or an interest, and it might not be the biggest thing that they're going to be later in life, but it's what makes them happy now. So I tell them to focus more on that. Like, do the things that make you really happy and surround yourself with people who have the same interests, but you have a good knit social group, and you feel, you know, involved with what you're doing there. And normally, you know, if you can use that, what makes you happy, and help others with it, you know, volunteer for the things that make you happy, then it's like a win-win, because over all of everything that I've gone through, I finally realized that, you know, I'm here to help other people, and that's my best satisfaction. That makes me the most happiest. On top of being a mom and a wife and gardening and other interests, it really makes me happy to help other people. And I think that's kind of the key for everybody. So if you know what makes you happy, but you can share that with someone else, that's just like a win-win.
Absolutely. And, you know, you said something in there that's so important, and that's your ability to do something outside of yourself. It's really
right.
Easy to be focused on our own stuff. We've all got it. It's
right.
The common human condition that regardless of how old or young you are, stuff's happening.
Right.
But when we can step outside of ourselves and help somebody, big or little, you know, it can be, you know, that annoying little brother that you've got, you know, and sitting down and playing with them, or, you know, helping a lady, you know, put her groceries in the car or whatever kind of thing. Those are the kind of things that really do breathe life back into us.
Yeah. I completely agree.
I encourage all of you to check out Out of the Darkness and Into the Light by Carrie Gardner. It's an amazing book. And if you're going through something right now, you know, the book will help you out. And if you know somebody that you even suspect might be going through something, you know, get the book into their hands so that we can help some people not just survive, but thrive in their life. Carrie,
yeah.
Thanks so much for taking the time to share your story with us today.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate your time.
You know, we really do want you to live your absolute best life. We got the domain name We Help You Thrive because Kathy and I really do sincerely, deep to the core of who we are as people, want to help you thrive. We love bringing authors to you to introduce to you their amazing books that help revolutionize your life. It can be in the area of your finances, like Jennifer's book is, where you can get the book and find 12 ways where you can have more money without going out and getting 12 more jobs. I mean, who has time to get any more jobs? And yet there are some very simple things that you can do. Not dramatic, drastic, don't live life kind of things, but just simple things that you can do to have more money to do the things that you really, truly want to do. Or, like we said earlier, take a couple of extra vacations a year. That would be pretty cool, too. Those are the kind of things that Jennifer Matthews' book will help you be able to do. It's 12 ways that you can put money into your own pocket, how you can turn your skinny little book you bought into a fat wallet. So that's a lot of fun, and I hope you really got some great things out of that. And then, of course, Carrie has been sharing with us the depths that she went to and went through in her own life, but the promise of the fact that there are people that care about us, that are there for us, and that the world can be a bright, light, wonderful place, that we don't have to continue living in that darkness that we may feel from time to time. I encourage you, no matter how dark the hole that you're in right now may seem, it may literally feel like you have fallen into your own personal version of a black hole, and it's just sucking you in deeper and deeper. I know what that's like. I know what it's like to be in that place in life where there just really truly is feeling, seeming like, no hope. But I can tell you this for sure. There is hope. There are people who love you and who are there for you. There are people that are willing to, if necessary, carry you from where you are to the greatness that you are intended to fulfill on this planet. Don't isolate yourself. Don't be alone. Reach out. Find the people that you can share with. Find the community of like-minded individuals that know you and love you and are willing to pour themselves into you. And then as you come more and more into the light, you too have the ability to be able to give back to those that helped you, as well as reach down to people who are going through what you've been through and help them come up and back out of that darkness and into the light. I really encourage you to do it. I want to take, as I do every episode at this time, a couple of minutes to give a shout out to my amazing wife, Kathy. She is so incredible. I wish every single one of you got a chance to know her as well as I do. But she's mine, so I'm not going to share her. No, I'm kidding. Kathy is so out there in the world and so available to share her incredible talents with you. And I really, really appreciate getting to be able to work with her every day. BestsellersGuild.com is our group. Kathy is out there sharing little tidbits of things that over the 20 years she's been doing online marketing that she's helped share with people. And we love helping people who have a book in them to bring that book out into the light, to share it with the world. You know, we're all created for a purpose, but the problem with our purpose is that it's only worth anything if it's shared with the world. Your purpose was never meant for you. It was always intended to be for the person that you share it with. And Kathy has an amazing way of being able to help you see that you do have a message and that that message does need to be shared. So thank you so much, Kathy, for all of the times, whatever conference or webinar or wherever you are at any given moment, when you're reaching out and serving people and helping them share their stories with the world. I know Kathy came out the other day and told the world that she has the huge goal of helping over the course of her whole lifetime through several different mediums, and not directly necessarily clients, but in everything that we do and touch, helping 1 million people write and publish their books and become best-selling authors. That seems like an enormous number, but really when you break it down to the billions of people that are on the planet, it's just a fraction of them. Statistically, 81% of people in the world say that they want to write a book, and yet only 5% of them actually write that book. And so we want to help another real small percentage of that be able to get their book out there into the world. We love to work with change agents to help them shape the world into a better place. And we're honored to be able to do it. And like I said, I love working side by side with Kathy because she really is an amazing person. If you haven't gotten a chance to be in her circle, it's really easy because bestsellersguild.com will take you to a free Facebook group where for free, doesn't cost you anything other than to click a button and ask to join, and you can be part of the group. BestsellersGuild.com. If you're an author and you've already put out a book, you can be in a community of people who are also authors. If you have that story inside of you and it's just screaming to come out, you can be in a community that will help you learn how to put that that story out into the world. If you love reading books, if you love encouragement and positive things, we have launches that are happening on our site all the time. And it's a great place for you to be able to get access to books that are amazing stories and amazing insight from some incredible people that are out there in the world. So I really do encourage you. You want to be closely knit with Kathy because she will help you take your marketing to another level. But the best way to be able to do that is to go to bestsellersguild.com and join Kathy as she shares her unique brilliance with the world every single day of the week. I want to take a minute out like I do every time because you really mean a lot to me. Doing my radio show really truly is like my guilty pleasure. I've said that many times over to people, and it really is true. I want you to know that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. You're not an accident. You're not just taking up space. You're here for a purpose. The world needs you. There's never been and there never will be another you. There are some amazing people, don't get me wrong. There are some people who have dramatically, incredibly affected the planet with their unique brilliance. But now it's your turn. I encourage you. You are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. I want you to know that the world needs you. Kathy and I are delighted to be able to bring Thriving Entrepreneur to you every week so that you can live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Until next time, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.